escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1959, Vanguard 3 lifted off, studying radiation and micrometeoroid frequency in a relatively high orbit around the Earth. Though it returned data for less than 3 months, Vanguard 3's orbit won't decay for 3 centuries. In 1962, the first weather satellite specifically launched to help in hurricane forecasting lifted off, NASA's Tyros 6. Within days of reaching orbit, Tyros 6 had a full workload observing the formation of Hurricane Daisy in the Caribbean. Tyros 6 was in orbit for over a year. In 1977, Voyager 1 opened its eyes and took a picture of its first planet and moon together. The Earth and the Moon, the first time both had been photographed from outside of their immediate orbits. Voyager 1 went on to explore Jupiter in 1979 and became the first man-made interstellar spacecraft in 2012. In 1980, space station Salyut 6 had company coming. The Soviet Union launched Soyuz 38, carrying the first Cuban cosmonaut. Crew spent a week in orbit with the station's resident crew. Born today in 1956, actor Tim McInerney of Blackadder fame. In 1989, Fox rolled out one of its earliest science fiction series.
That was the scene in California's Mojave Desert 5 years ago. Our historic first view of the newcomer's ship. Theirs was a slave ship, carrying 250,000 beings bred to adapt and labor in any environment. But they've washed ashore on Earth, with no way to get back to where they came from. And in the last 5 years, the newcomers have become the latest addition to the population of Los Angeles.
As it premiered the first episode of a TV adaptation of the movie Alien Nation, starring Gary Graham and Eric Pierpoint. And in 2002, things got a little timey-wimey for Captain Archer.
Thinking of time travel like we're in some H.G. Wells novel. We're not. It's far more complicated. There's no way for you to understand.
Try me. Listen, I realize your little utopia is gone, and I sympathize. But if you're telling me the truth, if you've brought me 800 years into the future, into this future, I think I deserve some answers.
I don't have any answers.
As UPN kicked off Star Trek Enterprise's second year on the air with a time-twisting season premiere. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.